I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know what, White Boy Malcolm X? I think, maybe possibly, that we're going to have to add horny high school teachers to our banned discussion list. We are. I think we're going to have to put them on that list, along with Prince Harry Ginger and his vapid social climbing wife, Meghan Markle. Millennial Gen Z adults who refuse to adult, nutty Britney Spears, and now horny high school teachers who enjoy, not that fresh teacher bait, seducing that fresh teacher bait, making sweet, sweet love to that fresh teacher bait, because I think the more I talk about them, the more it emboldens them to try. Probably thinking, well, I can tap that fresh teacher bait and I won't get caught, Miller. But ladies, you always do. You always get caught handing out free orgasms to some pimply-faced teenage boy. And why do you always get caught? Because when you give a teenage boy a free orgasm, you think he's ever going to keep that a secret? No. They're going to tell God and everyone about it. Not that God wants to hear it twice. And once it's out there, it's only a matter of time before Popo get involved. I mean, here, from the New York Post, at least 6 teachers arrested for sexual misconduct with students over 2 days across U.S. 6 of you horny high school teachers busted within 48 hours. At least 6 of you. And one of them, some teacher in Kentucky, not content to bang just one boy, she got busted banging 2 of them. One wasn't enough for her. So ladies, even though I know this is going to fall on deaf ears, I'm going to say it again, hoping it sinks in eventually. Never, ever, ever, ever get a boy to do a man's job. Remember, ladies, more Sebastian Stan, more Matt Lauria, more Dan Reynolds, and his sweaty abs. Less little Timmy with 2 chest hairs. Or enjoy your time in jail. Speaking of strapping studs, though, we'd like to send out a belated happy birthday to Carl Nassib, that strapping stud of a gay football player. And his birthday was back on April 12th. So, Carl, happy 30th birthday, stud. Hope you had yourself a grand gay old time celebrating, which I bet he did. He's still dating Soren Dahl, the Olympic swimmer from Denmark. Wonder how much that's costing him, dating an Olympic swimmer. I wonder if he and Daddy Dustin compare notes, keeping up Soren versus keeping up Princess Tom Daly, that spoiled little kept boy, that pocket queen in a Speedo. I bet your Princess Tom, he's got to be exponentially more expensive for Daddy Dustin to maintain than Soren is for Carl. Probably thinking, what the hell did I get myself into? Damn, that kid is expensive. Which is why I don't have one. I'm not into the youngsters anyway. Some millennial Gen Z boy toy. But even if I were, they damn well better have a job and know how to adult. My money's for me, not to prop up some lazy queen succubus. Treat me like an ATM. No, not going there. But anyway, Carl, happy belated 30th birthday to you, sir. So let's just go ahead and jump into things, folks. And this first one is from Fox 32 Chicago. Hundreds of teenagers flood into downtown Chicago, smashing car windows, prompting police response. I suppose, since I've lived in Chicago twice now, this little kerfuffle doesn't surprise me in the least. This sort of thing happening in Chicago doesn't shock me in the least. Trust me, folks, I am not clutching the pearls over this. White boy Malcolm X, put you on the spot, sir. Right out of the gate, I got a quiz for you. And this is multiple choice, princess. So don't stress too much over there. So here we go. What do you think is the most amusing part of this story? Number one, the media bending over backwards to not mention what everyone can see in the videos, that the vast majority of these teenagers are black. Or number two, that both outgoing mayor Lori Lesbian Lightfoot and this new woke clown, the new mayor, Brandon Johnson, both came out to condemn it, although everyone knows neither of them really mean it. So which is it, sir? One or two? Correct, sir. Very good. Number three, all of the above. And this sort of thing has been going on at least since the BLM riots in 2020. These little punks coming into town, looting, rioting, burning, beating tourists, having a grand gay old time. And this will continue to happen between that idiot woke DA they have and this new, what did I just call him? This new woke clown mayor, that this will continue for the foreseeable future. And the new mayor-elect, his name again is Brandon Johnson, he came out saying that the city needs a comprehensive approach to improve public safety, which to him, I think, means defund Popo. And he also said, in no way do I condone the destructive activity we saw in the Loop and Lakefront this weekend. Okay, princess, if you say so. It is unacceptable and has no place in our city. Yeah, right. Who the hell do you think you're kidding? However, it is not constructive to demonize youth who have otherwise been starved of opportunities in their own communities. So it's Whitey's fault. Evil racist Whitey. If they're acting out, it's only because they're starved of opportunities in their own communities, which is code for what? White supremacy, white power, white fragility, white this, white that, blah, 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 blah. And most importantly here, systemic racism, keeping these people down, which is all external locus of control thinking. All my problems are other people's fault. I have little to no control over why I'm a failure. External locus of control, which is mostly BS. I say that the vast majority of the time, if things in life aren't going your way, it's primarily because of the poor choices you've made to get you there. Look at, for example, look at the correlation between education and poverty. Generally speaking, the more education you have, the better off you tend to be. And just even finishing high school, just getting a high school diploma, which is about worthless these days, but the difference between those who finish high school and those who don't, even having only a high school diploma, puts you in a better position, puts you on a better trajectory than had you dropped out. And when I lived in LA, back in the mid to late aughts, I remember back then that the dropout rate, the high school dropout rate for Black and Hispanic kids, Latinx kids, for all you snooty white liberals out there, but that was about, it was roughly 50% back then, which is their own piss poor decision making. They can blame whoever they want for why they aren't where they want to be in life. But dropping out of school, blowing off, getting even the most basic of educations, they did that to themselves. As Mama Frost used to say to me, you want someone to blame, go look in the mirror. And you've also got the disintegration of the Black family, and with it, intergenerational poverty, brought about, in a lot of ways, by the welfare state. Thomas Sowell used to talk about this a lot. Walter E. Williams, he used to talk about it. The destructive consequences of the breakup of the Black family. In fact, and I pulled this, Thomas Sowell had a column back in 2015. Blame the welfare state, not racism, for poor Blacks' problems. And how's this for a pull quote? The legacy of slavery argument is not just an excuse for inexcusable behavior in the ghettos. In a larger sense, it is an evasion of responsibility for the disastrous consequences of the prevailing social vision of our times. And the political policies based on that vision over the past half century. Anyone who is serious about evidence need only compare Black communities as they evolved in the first 100 years after slavery with Black communities as they evolved in the first 50 years after the explosion of growth of the welfare state beginning in the 1960s. So Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson, he can pander to his voters all he wants, can try to excuse away this behavior all he wants, can scream about systemic racism and try to blame everyone else all he wants for these kids acting like feral animals. But when you have societal decay and dysfunction, like you've had for generation after generation, when you have no consequences for bad behavior, and in Chicago, like a lot of big cities, there are little to no consequences to acting out, like a lot of these kids do on a regular basis, this is the world you create. A world where several hundred kids and adults roll into town and cause whatever trouble they want without consequence. Because even if they do get arrested, charges dropped, case dismissed. And you folks in Chicago who voted for all this to continue, you have fun with that. From Boston.com, BCBU, warn of Boston Marathon Borgs and zero tolerance for poor choices. Another one. Yeah, right. The popular drinking trend has worried colleges around the region this year. Speaking of the Boston Marathon, though, which was actually yesterday, and before we get to the Borg, how's this? Also from Boston.com. 27 non-binary athletes are running the Boston Marathon. The division is a sanctuary amid a rise of anti-trans legislation. There's nothing more empowering than reclaiming our bodies that have been, in so many ways, weaponized against us. Oh, how stunning and brave. So the Boston Marathon, to kowtow to all these heterosexual kids with personality disorders, with their made-up gender identities, and their super special pain-in-the-ass pronouns, they've created a whole new runners category just so these weirdos, who all have to feel super special and unique, even if they're all basically doing some version of the exact same thing, just so they can feel validated. Poor princesses. And 27 of them, or Zier, or Faye, I don't know what their stupid pronouns are, but 27 pain in the asses signed up under this new category. And I have no doubt, folks, those woke clowns at the Boston Marathon, participation trophies for all of them. Everyone gets a trophy in the non-binary category. So no one gets butthurt. None of them go crying to the media, "Oh, I didn't get a trophy in the non-binary category. They're trying to erase me." See, folks, that's what kind of pain in the asses they are. But this Borg thing, no, it's not from Star Trek. Calm down out there, all you virgin pajama boys. Borg is an acronym for Blackout Rage Gallons. And it's a gallon jug filled with a combination of water, liquor, about 17 shots of liquor, depending on the recipe, a caffeinated drink, water flavoring, and liquid IV. And guess, folks, guess where these idiot college kids came up with this idea. White Boy Malcolm X. Thoughts, sir? Any guesses where some dopey college kid playing drunk will get the bright idea to make this concoction, then slam it? Correct, sir. Very good. You're 2 for 2 today. TikTok, where insecure morons everywhere go to act out, so they too can be famous for debasing themselves. Yes, Sam Smith. I'm talking to you, girlfriend. And this Borg thing, this is the drink. It was out at UMass Amherst about a month or two ago. And they had like, I think it was a couple dozen ambulances that had to be called out because the kids were, I guess, not having a good reaction to slamming it. Yeah, no kidding. But this is the funny part of this article, at least to me. Boston.com, that D-list version of the Boston Globe, they interview this woman over at BU, Boston University. Her name is Sarah Voorhees. No idea if she's related to Jason Voorhees. And I think I just totally confused all the millennial Gen Z kids out there with that one. You Gen Xers know what I'm talking about. But Sarah, working over at Boston University, her title, this just floors me. Her title is Assistant Director of Substance Abuse, Recovery, and Sexual Well-Being. So I guess she's dealing with the drunken druggy kids. The drunken druggy kids playing sober. Probably so they don't get expelled. And the whores. That's her job. Managing the out-of-control kids on the Boston University campus. Which I suspect that's got to be at least half the kids. And I'm sure there's a director of substance abuse, recovery, and sexual well-being. And there's probably also a vice president of substance abuse, recovery, and sexual well-being. Probably a whole department full of people who have to try and manage the young adults who struggle to adult. Which these days, that's got to be a nightmare from the bowels of hell. Dealing with these brats on a college campus. But a lot of times, the kids are the way they are. They act the way they do. Because the woke college administrators let them. Most of the time, without consequences. These days, just like in Chicago, you can pretty much get away with all sorts of mayhem on a college campus as long as you don't accidentally misgender someone or you don't hate yourself for being white. Then, Katie bar the door. They'll probably kick your ass off campus. But most of the time, again, just like Chicago, go for it. And at Boston University, there's a whole department of substance abuse, recovery, and sexual well-being bureaucrats. For those of you having too much of a grand gay old time while away from school. And you have fun with that.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
From the New York Post, plus-size traveler demands free seats, better accommodations on airlines. For F's sake with this one, this blithering idiot, and her name is Jaylynn Cheney, and Jaylynn, just in case you want to know, that's spelled J-A-E, apostrophe L-Y-N-N. She's from Vancouver, Washington, Probably some trailer park in Vancouver, Washington, with a name like that. In Vancouver, Washington, I actually had to look that one up, where that was. I was thinking north of Seattle, near the Canadian border, near Vancouver, Canada. But it's actually, and this makes a hell of a lot more sense now that I think about it. Vancouver, Washington is just over the border from Portland, Oregon. And Jay Lynn here, she refers to herself as a plus-size traveler and is also, apparently, a social media influencer. So she is a complete blithering idiot. Name one social media influencer that isn't. Well, technically, she's a plus-size travel, fashion, and lifestyle creator. Okay, fat princess, if you say so. But she's plus-size, like I'm gay skinny. Not just skinny, folks, but gay skinny. And you queens out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you're looking at Jay Lynn here for fashion and lifestyle tips, I guess like how to wear a circus tent and eat 3 buckets of KFC without getting your greasy fingers all over everything. Bless your heart. Bless your heart, 6 ways to Sunday. But because she and her fiancé, another Tubby McTubster, the two of them on a Friday night, they're ordering and eating the entire menu from Domino's. I bet they even eat the cardboard boxes. That's what kind of tubsters they are. But because they're so fat, they can't fit into a normal airline seat. So she wants the FAA to get involved, order airlines to have lard-ass seating for when she waddles onto the plane. That poor plane. How the hell that damn thing even gets in the air with her fat ass aboard? That's beyond me. So basically, she wants the FAA to force the airlines to give fat people 2 or 3 seats for them to roll their fat out into, like Jabba the Hutt stretching out or something. And she also wants bigger bathrooms for her to take a dump in after inhaling a couple of cheeseburgers and a tub of fries. And because once they start with the demands, why stop? She wants priority boarding just for being fat. Of course she does. And God help whoever goes into a bathroom after she's destroyed the toilet. That's got to smell like death. Her bowel movements have got to smell like a room full of fetid corpses. So she's kind of like Henrietta Hippo here. She's kind of like a non-binary. And like them, wanting everyone to bend reality to suit her. Like this whole, oh, I'm plus size. That to me is almost as deluded, unhinged thinking as someone coming out, oh, I'm non-binary genderqueer and my pronouns are zizirza. It's almost as crazy as that. Princess, you're not plus size in any version of reality. In any multiverse out there, no, you're not plus size. The reality is that your multiplication size, your exponential size, plus size can fit into an airline seat. You, dear, your fat ass needs at least 2. So no, you're not plus size. Not on your best day. Not in any multiverse. Maybe one of your ass cheeks, but that's it. So honey, instead of being an insufferable narcissist, demanding that everyone accommodate you, demanding that the FAA force airlines to give you special treatment because you have no sense of self-control, why don't you try dropping a few hundred pounds first? See how that goes before acting like a spoiled brat because your fat ass can't fit onto an airplane. That's your problem, not everyone else's. And for our last story, folks, it's from the smoking gun. Man gives police worst explanation ever for why he has to pleasure himself in public. A Florida man, of course a Florida man, charged with indecent exposure, offered cops a bizarre explanation as to why he was pleasuring himself in public, according to court records. Because that's how they roll in Florida, maybe? Officers, so poor Florida Popo, were dispatched Sunday morning to a Speedway convenience store in Vero Beach after a 911 caller advised there was a naked white male screaming at a white female on the side of the road. Upon arriving at the scene, officers encountered Jason Roach, with whom they were already familiar. I bet they were. The 40-year-old Roach, cops reported, had been questioned twice the prior evening in connection with alleged masturbation incidents at an Arby's restaurant and Wawa convenience store. In both instances, Roach stopped and went on his way, according to a court filing. Can you imagine, folks, being so screwed up in the head, being such a Floridian, that when you think about masturbating, you go to an Arby's or a Wawa to get off. And Popo, they catch him once at the Arby's. They catch him a second time at the Wawa. I hate to ask this, but have they just given up down there in Florida? Do they not think that he'd be at it again somewhere else? Or is that just Florida for you? Popo thinking, this guy's going to just keep jerking off until he finishes. Might as well just get this out of the way, busting when he's done. The third time, however, was not the charm. A witness told police that Roach was naked and touching himself in the motion of masturbating while near a speedway around 6 a.m. So another gas station. And he escalated it to naked. Just jerking off at a gas station wasn't enough for this one. He had to strip down to really get it going. When questioned about his activities, Roach reportedly said that he was, get this, folks, having issues with his rectum, and in order to get rid of that pain, he has to ejaculate. If Roach offered anything further about his purported maladies, a cop did not include those gory details in an arrest affidavit. I'm sure. Just seeing this weirdo, buck naked, defiling himself, was enough for poor Popo here. As if they're going to be like, what the hell did you stick up your ass? Because whatever this pervert had to say, especially given that the answer would be coming out of the mouth of a Floridian, whatever highly disturbing response was given, that's not something you could ever unhear. So I'm sure Popo, again, poor Florida Popo, they were like, nah, don't really need to know that. Despite the compelling explanation Roach was arrested for exposure of sexual organs. Oh, for Christmas sakes, a misdemeanor. Repeatedly jerking off in public in Florida, sometimes naked, is a misdemeanor. Of course it is. He was booked into the Indian River County Jail, where he is being held on $50,000 bond. Roach, who was scheduled for a May 2nd arraignment, has previously been convicted of battery, petty theft, violating a protective order, burglary, grand theft, filing false documents, and resisting police. And no, White Boy Malcolm X, the last thing I will ever do on this podcast, ever, is to reimagine a smoking gun story about a guy who jerks off in public. So no. No reenactment of this serial masturbator. No jerking off for you. So on that note, since I cannot top this pervert Floridian masturbating all over town, even if Popo, kind of, sort of, let him do it at least a few times, since I cannot top that, it is time to plug pull this podcast. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on this midweek edition of the Miller Frost Podcast. I am your host, Miller Frost, joined as always by my fake black friend, White Boy Malcolm X. Have a great rest of your week, a good start to your weekend, and we'll see you back here in a couple of days. In the meantime, take care.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.